Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Before there was 85.
Yeah, no fear from Kittle.
Time to get Kittle corn popping for some big play.
There was 84.
Touchdown 49ers! Brent Jones, who Jerry Rice says has the best hands on the team.
Now time for 49ers legendary tight end Brent Jones with Tolbert and Cokes.
I have just a big smile on my face.
Sponsored by Stevens Creek Toyota, the obvious choice when it comes to purchasing a quality used vehicle. With over 150 vehicles in stock, visit StevensCreekToyota.com today.
On KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
I could use something like that. It's time for number 84. Mr. Jones, Mr. Brent Jones. Well, what's going on?
Hey, buddy. I have seen some bad games in my life, and I thought, okay, it has to snap into some decent offensive football at some point. I'm not going to say there wasn't some good defense because our defense played their butts off. But, man, that was as bad as offensive display as I have seen. And I am laying the blame. I don't do this very often. In fact, I don't do it hardly at all. But Jimmy Garoppolo was horrible. Like, what the heck? You do not, when you're a professional football player and quarterback, you know where the back of the end zone is. That was so outrageous. You know how many times I've seen that from a veteran quarterback? Just like
twice.
Bruce Carson. 0.0 from a veteran quarterback. It's just the worst. Like and while I was yelling, what are you thinking? He's throwing a pick six, so I'm rooting for safety. I got to say, and you know, since we got Jimmy, I've been pretty supportive of Jimmy, and I've tried to say so along the way, and he's not perfect. He's going to do one or two goofy things every game that you just, and we talked about this even when Trey was the starter. And I said, hey, just remember, the world isn't completely rosy with Jimmy in there. And I had one of my buddies over last night here in Texas, and I was explaining to him, hey, Jimmy can look good. Like, the one drive in the second quarter looked pretty darn good, 75-yard drive, touchdown. Like, oh, we're going to smoke these guys. The Broncos are no good. And I told my buddy, yeah, you know, once or twice a game, Jimmy will do something that lets the other team back into it. And it's just a head scratcher. And he did a bunch last night. I tell you, that fumble, he was pulling away from the center too early. The pick and the double, maybe triple coverage was just nasty. But I got to say, and I don't say this, I don't think I've ever said this, have ever said this before. After you play horrible and you're the reason that your team lost the game, you do not smile and laugh and go glad-handing the other team after a game. I have never seen that from any quarterback ever that's ever been any good. Steve Young, no way. Joe Montana, hell no. Brett Favre, no chance in heck. You think Russell Wilson is laughing after he throws a pick, steps out of the end zone for a safety and fumbles a ball and plays horrible and his team's 1-2 and he's the reason he lost the game? I've never seen that. It almost looked like he didn't even care. It was so frustrating. Maybe I was just mad because the game was so ugly. But if that's me, I'm running for the locker room. I am not smiling. I'm not talking to anybody for a week if you play like that. So maybe I just don't get his disposition, but that was really frustrating. Icing on the cake.
I agree with you. We didn't even bring that up, and I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I thought the same exact thing. What Copes brought up, Brent, was he didn't love – and I didn't love it either, but he brought up the juxtaposition between last week, you know, when things went great, saying, hey, you know, okay, I can go out there and play free, and it's like getting back on a bike, and everything was great, to this week, it was kind of, well, the arm's kind of sore, and, you know, I didn't get a chance to go through camp and, you know, gotta get our rhythm back and stuff like that. I would have much rather seen him say, just look, I got to be better. Some of those throws were pathetic. I can't do that. I would rather have that than I don't want the give us excuses and then say not to make excuses. Well, then don't. You just did. You know, I always love that. Make excuses. Well, not to make excuses, but, well, then you don't have to. You can just say, I sucked. I got to be better. And getting on the same page with these guys, hell, you played with them. They're on your team last year for the entirety of the year. I know the offensive line is different. That may take a little getting used to because they weren't good last night either. But I'm with you. I would just rather have the I sucked. Let me get off the field. I'll shake the other quarterback's hand because if I don't, it's a thing. Here's a handshake and I'm out of here. Yeah, I've seen Tom Brady just jet out. Not the classiest thing in the world, but I've seen him jet out of a game before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's laughing at the end of the game like saying, "Ooh, we're all good. We're all good." It just, I agree with you on that. And look, we know who he is. We've seen him plenty now. We know what he is now. I still think he can be better. I think if you throw more on first down, you can help him out. He was really good on first down last night, but just some of the picks. Like I said, Brent, if I'd have been in Uganda the last 6 months and not know anything that transpired, I wouldn't have watched last night's game and said, God, did he even play in preseason? I would have just thought, yeah, that happens. I've seen him do it before.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know where to go with that because, you know, this is what I need to see. And I get it. Everybody has kind of their way that they handle things and their disposition on the sideline. But I want to see Jimmy grabbing a couple receivers and talking to them. I want to see him going over and patting his lineman on the shoulder and say, hey, guys, I need some time, which was another thing we can get into, the pass protection. I want him talking to a coach. I always just see him sitting there posing. And nobody's taking GQ picks on the sideline. I want to see some emotion. I want to see some quarterbacking. I want to see some, hey, guys, we can't sit here and keep doing this. But they always just show him sitting there, you know, looking stoic, posing. I want to see some messed up hair. How about that?
Yeah.
I want my quarterback all in. And I'm not saying he's not, but it sure comes across like, too bad. You know, I had to take a pay cut this year. So, hey, it's not on me. I'm just here having fun. High five. Yeah, we got smoke. We've played three crappy teams. I mean, these teams are pretty crappy. They'll all finish under 500 and we're 1-2. And we're out laughing after the game. Like, come on. How come I'm more mad than Jimmy? That's what I don't, you know, I don't want to see that. I don't want to, I mean, it's kind of like the excuse thing. I don't want to pick on him, but I am.
Talking to Brent Jones on the Uber Guest Line. We do it every Monday around this time. Niners lose yesterday 11-10. Score was as ugly as the game itself. You said you wanted to talk about the offensive line and the protection. I did not think it was very good at all yesterday. And then they lose Trent Williams. Trent Williams goes down. Jalen Moore comes in. I don't know if he lasted more than, what was he in there for, like a series, maybe a couple of snaps. He got blown by on a sack, and then they pulled him for Colton McKivitz. What did you see from the O-line? And I just think the Trent Williams loss, they're saying maybe a month, maybe more, for the high ankle sprain. This is going to be a major loss to this O-line.
Yeah, it's a major loss already, and we saw it reflected in the game last night. And gosh, it sounds like McKivitz is going to be the guy that's going to replace him. Moore struggled. right out of the gate. And it's just, it's brutal. And we talked about the interior of this line this year is going to be important. But, you know, but Mike McClinchy isn't blocking anybody either. Since I'm hammering people, might as well just keep it going. He's got to step up. You know, he's got to be the veteran leader now that, that Trent's out there and get these guys going. But when it comes to pass blocking, this, you know, it's weird. This is a pretty good run blocking offensive line. And I, you got to give him credit for that. But alas, pass protection hasn't been the strength. And I think Jimmy was sacked four times last night. There was pressures, but Jimmy was feeling the heat. You know, he was super edgy, throwing off his back foot, you know, dancing out of the end zone before he threw his pick six. The pick that he threw was horrible, off his back foot, you know, with no zip on it, you know, into coverage. It just was all around. It looked like a horrible preseason game come to life for four quarters.
Yeah.
Outside of the one drive. And you think, gosh, we did that one drive and we were clicking. And I thought, all right, you know, we're going to hammer these guys. But no. And so it was rough across the board. Offensive line certainly didn't play well. I thought Debo was looking good. Brandon, for his limited, you know, opportunities on the touchdown. You know, George is back. We got to get George the ball. I mean, I know he's probably got to play his way into football shape for sure. And, you know, first game in Denver isn't the greatest way to play yourself back into shape. But we've got to put the ball in his hands more. And so I thought that we'd be maybe looking for him you know, more often, but that hasn't happened yet. Defense played great, I thought. You know, I think the Broncos are for the most part, it's all about Russell Wilson. You know, they have a couple good backs, but they're not going to beat anybody like that. And I think we did a good job on their receivers. And so I was certainly impressed. Emmanuel Mosley was playing great. Greenlaw was all over the field. You know, Fred's always going to be there. And so I just felt, by and large, that was a game that we handily win. And it never came across. And I kept waiting in the second half, like, okay, come on. We've let these guys stay in the game too long now. Let's go ahead and pulverize them. And we just kept letting them hang around. And yeah, you know, you make mistakes and you lose a turnover battle, you're playing like we are offensively, you're not going to win. But 11-10, like, that was just annoying as all get out.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
How much of this can you put on Kyle in terms of first down play calling? I looked at this, Brent, and I could be off a number or two, but what I had was 12 carries for 70 yards, and two of those were big runs, Wilson 37, Wilson 18. Other than that, they were 2-1, 0-0, 3-0, 7-0, 0-2. So the other 10 were 15 yards, so 1.5 yards a carry. When they threw on first down, Garoppolo was 9 for 12. He had the pick, 9 for 12 for 135 yards, so 10 yards per attempt. It seemed like if you're going to have a line that struggles a little bit in pass protection, you don't want to put them in a position where they know the pass is coming. I think Garoppolo was 3 for 7 for 18 yards on third downs, and one of them resulted in a first down. The other two were complete but short of a first down. Seems to me like it's close to 50-50 split, and that'd be good. That'd be a nice mix if you could pass protect better. But it seems to me like you got to help got to help Garoppolo out a little bit. You got to help the offensive line out a little bit and maybe get closer to 60-40 on that run-pass mix on first down. Maybe even a little bit heavier.
Yeah, you're like next-gen Tolbert. With all those stats.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Pro Football Tolbert.
Yeah. Wow. Please. Wow. I'm just going to have you recite the big stats every week. Hey, Tom, yeah. how did we look on first down passes?
Yeah, come to my page where it'll say 96% accurate.
Yeah.
So, I may have missed one.
Exactly. Hey, I mean, every coach, you know, always has second thoughts about the game plan when they lose. And I'm sure Kyle's looking at that right now and adapting to Trent Williams. And Tom, you nailed it. It's exactly right. We're going to have to, for lack of a better term, we're going to ham and egg it with the offensive line for a while till we solidify guys and get them, you know, in the right position, get Trent Williams back. And, you know, maybe we can, you know, juggle some things. Maybe one of those interior guards can, you know, sub at tackle or something. Whatever they decide to do, it has to be more solidified, and that will account for our run game is good. We're going to have to account for more play action on first down. We're going to have to move the pocket. We can't have Jimmy, you know, standing back, you know, 10 yards waiting to be hit. So whether it's a few more bootlegs, whether it's some roll the pocket action, some waggle action, we're going to have to do something to alleviate, you know, the defensive line pinning their ears back and going for Jimmy, you know, 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So maybe that's, you know, like I said, bootlegs, getting Kittle more involved, getting the ball in his hands early, and maybe some more short passes, although, you know, sometimes it feels we're pretty good at that. But we're going to have to get a little creative, I think, right now with our offensive line. And guys are going to have to step up and play. Jimmy needs to be better. You know, our whole offensive line across the board has to be better. I thought Jeff Wilson looked pretty darn good. He's got to hang on to the ball. He's got to know that, you know, hey, guys are gunning for the ball in the fourth quarter. That's the way that they're going to get it. You know, overall, I thought he played pretty well. But, yeah, you don't want to see a fumble, you know, at the end of the game. But we have playmakers. We've got to get – Jimmy's responsibility is get the ball in the hands of our playmakers. We've got to do that. And he was inaccurate last night, more than I'd seen him, even on some balls that were caught. Kind of felt like he's high, he's low, he's behind. He was uncomfortable in the pocket. He did not want to get hit. And I hadn't, you know, maybe it's been there a little bit before, but I not to a point where it was really, really noticeable, and I thought last night it was. So that's bothersome.
I got a Brent joke.
You guys.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I'm with you. And basically what you're saying is true, is that they have too much talent on this team to lose a game 10-11 like this. You can't lose this kind of game. Good teams find ways to win. And you'd think with the experience and the talent they have out there that they would have been able to pull one of these out or to win one of these here or in Chicago week one, albeit with a young quarterback under center. Question about a play call yesterday or a decision that Kyle made. Tom and I talked about it briefly. What did you think about the decision to not accept the penalty, the holding penalty, and then let Denver kick a 55-yard field goal?
It's a great question. I mean, everybody can second guess. I think I would have taken the penalty the way our defense was playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, 55-yard field goal, you make people think twice, right? If you miss it, that's some pretty darn good field position. And maybe for Kyle, that's what he was thinking and hoping. But I don't know. Is 55 that long anymore in Denver?
That's kind of my point, is like, if you allow them to take the 55, then it's not, again, it's not automatic, but it's totally in range in Denver.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I would have taken the penalty for sure. I don't want to give them a scoring opportunity, but I'm sure that there's a chart that says make him kick it somewhere.
Maybe Tom has those numbers. Tom, maybe Tom Football Focus crunched those. Did you?
Yeah. Let me get back to you.
Okay.
Let me get back to you on that one.
There you go. Well, you know, Adam also made a great point about, yeah, so we should have won one of these other games. I mean, Bears, game was ugly. But it's not like our schedule is going to get much easier. We're going to have the Rams coming up, you know, twice in October. They're not going to lay down. We got the Chiefs coming up. And, you know, golly sakes, being one and two and thinking, hey, it's going to all work out, it doesn't necessarily work out. So we better get our heads on straight this week, get some grit, stop laughing and high-fiving and get in the film room and get guys going and get some things happening, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Now, this is something I can't prove, and maybe you guys will have a better idea because I don't follow all the other teams closely enough for this question, but I'll ask it anyway. Does it seem like over the last 3 or 4 years, the Niners seem to have a lot of their running backs get hurt? Like, it just seems like they have running backs go down all the time. I don't know if it's how they run it, how much. They don't run it that much. I mean, they always share the load. But it seems like these guys are always down a running back or two. Like, last year was ridiculous. This year, you've already lost two. I'd have to go back to 3 years ago and see who they lost. But it seems like every year, they're, like, losing people. Like, the guys are just getting injured. And, again, I don't know if there any rhyme or reason to it, or it's something that every team goes through. But it seems like these guys play with a lot of injuries, especially at the running back position.
You know, Tom, I don't know what to say to that. I guess I could make $1 million if I could solve that injury issue. But you're right, and maybe it's just, you know, maybe our guys are a little bit smaller, a little bit leaner, a little bit quicker, and maybe more susceptible to injury. But certainly, it feels to me like there's more injuries in the NFL the last 3 or 4 years than I've ever noticed. But it certainly seems like we take on our fair share. It goes without saying. And so, yeah, I wish I had an answer. But you know what's amazing is every one of our guys that get injured, they're out, and the next guy up runs for 90 yards. And – or 120 yards and has a touchdown or two, and you're like, huh, I got to learn a new running back. And they all seem to perform really well when they get their chance. And we can go back and, you know, probably talk about 4 or 5 over the last couple of years, which is a credit to our offensive line and their run blocking. So it is pretty interesting, but yeah, I'm, you got me there, Tom, next gen, Tom.
No, I got myself. I don't even have an answer to my own question.
Oh, man. I saw Jeff Wilson a couple years ago. Was it last year? Maybe it was last year. He lives somewhere in North Texas, and I was at a car dealership, and the guy's like, hey, what are the odds? Like, there's 2 Niners in here. And the guy looked at me like, I ran the snack shack for the 49ers. I'm like, hey, Jeff, man, you're doing good. And I'm sure he's like, okay, thanks, snack shack guy. And I didn't say anything. Hey, can I have your autograph? But was a nice kid and a kid to root for. And I know he ended up getting banged up, but he had he was having a good game until he lost the ball last night.
You didn't have your rings on? You could have just stuck them out there?
That's right. I should have had my I'm a Niner shirt on.
I'm a Niner. Had your rings on your right hand, shake his hand and go, what's up?
Just in case. That's why you have those for that moment, for running into other Niners. Yeah. To proving that you are who you say.
I'm sure he didn't know who Steve Young or Joe Montana were either.
Please. I mean, okay, how many times... How many times, I'm going to guess less than 10, but I could be wrong. How many times have you worn your Super Bowl rings since you've received them?
See, it's probably more than 10 because I've gone to functions or you go, you know, speaking at a school. But you think you're going to wear them all the time. I'm never going to take this thing off. And I'm sure we had a few guys that are still wearing them. But I... After a while, you're like, okay, that's good, and I love them, and I love what they represent. But yeah, it's few and far between. I guess if I dress up and go someplace, now I'm self-conscious. I'm like, am I wearing this so people will say, hey, you're a football player? Yeah, I want a Super Bowl ring.
Did you get that in an auction? That's nice.
Yeah, exactly. Every now and then, but yeah, it's certainly not a everyday ensemble, that's for sure.
You're not wearing it to the supermarket just to like, yo, what's up?
Maybe
how
I
you
will.
How you guys doing?
Just to do it.
Just wear all of them.
My wife wouldn't let me get out of the house. Like, what are you thinking? Get that off.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just going to 7-Eleven.
Get a Slurpee with the rings in. Yeah,
get a big gulp and a Slurpee. Get my rings on. All right. Well, hopefully next week we'll have a little more. I'm encouraged. I know they play the Rams. Rams are really good, but they've owned the Rams. And Copes asked me if that means much to me, and I said, well, when it's the same coaches, it does. And these guys are the same coaches. They keep going up against each other, and they've won 6 regular season games in a row. The Rams will tell you they don't care. They won the one that really mattered, the NFC Championship game. But when you have that type of record against the same team, same coach, I think it does mean something. So backs are kind of up against the wall next Monday night. I think they had a game last year where their backs were a little up against the wall against the Rams early in the season. They beat them at home. So we'll see how it goes, but I feel pretty good about Monday.
You do? Wow, look at that. The good news is the Rams don't have a very good pass rush, do they, Tom?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I think me and Adam are starting to go, what does Tom know?
What's Tom doing? Yeah.
Well, I remember they had the same pass rush last year, and they got shellacked. They came into Levi's and got shellacked.
We did play big against the Rams last year, I will say that. And maybe that's what we need to turn this season around.
And I will say this, the 49ers were underdogs last year. I think it was on Monday night. Maybe it was Sunday night, but I think it was Monday night against the Rams.
It was Monday night against the Rams. They were 3-5 going in.
Yep, they're actually favored. They're favored against the Rams on Monday night.
Oh. What?
Yep, 2.5-point favorites.
Wow. So I want to know this. You know, next-gen Tom can throw out all these stats and all these great things, but is Tom putting money on the Niners next week? That's what I want to know.
Yes, I will.
Okay, look at you. Okay.
If it's under 3, I will. I don't know if I'd do it if it's 3, but if it's under 3, you can count me in for a Niner wager. Absolutely.
Man, you got a lot of faith. I love it, buddy. I'm still angry from last night, so I'm not doing anything.
I gotta move on, Brent. You know what? 24 hours, flush it. Well, it's not quite 24 yet, but anyway, 21 hours, flush it, and then I'm done.
You know, you guys can make me laugh. I feel like Jimmy after the game.
Oh, God, there you go.
Nice, Brent. Nice. Fantastic.
Oh, but your hair is looking good, too, isn't it?
There you go. Not one hair out of place right now.
Go take some photos, dude. Go get your GQ shoot in.
Oh, man.
There you go. Let's go. We need messy hair, grit, yelling, emotion, and a win. That's what I want for next week.
Hell yeah. Good recipe.
Have a good week, Brent. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a bunch.
All right, fellas.
All right, take it easy.
See you, Brent.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.